Big Hurt Weird Adventures. And welcome to a brand new episode of Big Heck and Wade Adventures. I am the lavish one, Quarantine Gene, Wade Two Pods, three pods if you count the guest appearance I made last week. Double the pleasure, double the Wade. Wade Olson. That's the main one I go by. El Chocolate Caliente. But you guys get the drill. Guys, this is going to be a very special impromptu episode. That's right. I'm saying impromptu because I have a very special guest filling in for the good brother Big Heck, who couldn't make it, but will be back next week because he is on a major assignment. I'm going to let my special guests introduce themselves. Go on ahead.
Hey, it's Cece from the Screen Queens. How's everybody doing?
And welcome, Cece. How are you today? How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Awesome. It is great to have you here. That's right, guys. Sometimes Wade has a few tricks up his sleeve and likes to pull a few magic tricks out of the hat, of the lavish hat that I have, you know. Tupac Shakur loves to do very important things out here. The nicknames will be flowing because I'm going to get my point. My main factor tonight is trying to see how fast I can get Cece to laugh at some of my material.
Another one?
Yeah. The nicknames are just flowing tonight.
I was gonna say another nickname.
And you know what? There are egos involved because you're in my world now. So
I'm kidding.
But Cece, why don't you tell everybody about your amazing podcast that you're a part of? Sure.
So the Screen Queens is mostly it's a loosely based horror podcast. So horror meaning a very broad spectrum of things. So far, we've mostly covered films and our favorite event that happens annually at Universal Orlando, Halloween Horror Nights. My co-host, her name is Jess, and we both discuss, you know, like I said, anything from movie rankings, like we recently did on our Nightmare on Elm Street episode with Big Heck and Wade, of course. And then we are planning on doing some history of the Halloween Horror Nights events. Actually, next week, our episode is probably going to be based on a Halloween Horror Nights house. We're going to dissect the house and kind of go through the walkthrough of how the layout was, history, and how well it did at that event year. So it's just a little bit of everything so far. We're probably going to implement some video games, some horror video games, and also just a lot more movies are going to be implemented eventually. So that's what we're about. We're very new, and we're ready to get more going on, so I'm excited.
Oh, believe me, that episode you did with the Big Heck and Wade Adventures, I feel it's like an amazing episode. Just the same. Yes, I'm shamelessly promoting myself on my own podcast, Breaking the Fourth Wall Within the Fourth Wall. And speaking of fourth wall, since I'm going to be talking about this, nice segue, right? You like that. That was a good one. That's like the fourth time I got you to laugh in one episode. I, as well as Big Heck, are part of an amazing, super-duper awesome podcast network known as the Fourth Wall Pop Network, where we like to hashtag make it pop. You can find us on all podcast streaming platforms. And what I mean by us is, not only will you get to hear my lavish voice along with the good brother Big Heck every Saturday at 10 a.m., you'll also be able to hear the good brothers on the Pop Culture Collective. That's Smarky, a.k.a. John Grill, the good brother Doc Haas, and JC Bones every Sunday. Then you get Good and Grilled during the week. I believe it's on Tuesdays. And you also get The Crossroads, which is coming back with a bang and a vengeance. I can't wait to see what they got cooking up. And the other show that I am a part of, with one of the main things I love talking about, wrestling. And the podcast is called New Normal Wrestling, which you can hear every Thursday at 4, where we cover everything from WWE, AEW, New Japan, some indie stuff. And I don't do it by myself. I do it with the good brothers, because they are the good brothers. They take Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows spot any day to me. They're the good brothers. JC Bones, and DJ Matty G. Now, if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can follow us at FOURTHWA2LSPOP Network. You can also follow us again on Twitter with that same Avi. And anything you want to look for, just look us up. We're on all podcast streaming platforms. Please take the time and opportunity to rate, review, subscribe. I love it. I love you guys. Can't wait to get this episode on the road. But you know what? Stacey, any pickups? Because that's where we usually start with the show. Any pickups? Any cool things you watched? Any things you're reading? Share with our audience. What's up?
Okay. I haven't really picked anything up lately just because of whatever. I'm not getting into all the life struggles. I have been today I finished Scream 3 because I started it the other day. Because I watched one and two the other day. And so I was like, I need to finish three. I haven't seen this since I was a kid in theaters. So got to finish it. So Scream 4 we were going to get to today, but going to have to wait till tomorrow. But I watched those, or that today. But my biggest takeaway was the film, we talked about this a little bit ago, Host, it's on Shudder. So the premise is... a bunch of friends, I think they went to school together because they're kind of all from different parts of the world. They all decide to get on a Zoom meeting and do a seance. So, needless to say, the seance goes wrong. I'm not going to tell you much more, but basically it's really great because it's very reminiscent of the world today. It's essentially, like, it's taking place right now. So, it's during the quarantine meeting. And I'm telling you right now, I don't watch a lot of found footage type of films. So for me, this was fantastic. It was unique. I jumped. I almost screamed. So, and it's only about an hour long, and it's on Shudder. And Shudder you can get for like 7-day free trial, and it's only like $5.99 a month. So I definitely recommend everybody check this movie out. But that's like the biggest news I have right now that I'm excited about.
Awesome.
What about you?
That is awesome, and I'm terrified because, guys, as we're recording this, we're doing this on a Zoom call, so it's kind of a little freaky now. We may have to speed the process of the show up because I don't want anything crazy happening while we're recording. But let's see, as far as me, movie, you know, usually I'm doing my thing, watching wrestling as usual, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Ooh. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I did suffer a blackout for a day and a half.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun, you know, with Tropical Storm Isaias. That was a joy.
Isaias.
Tropical Storm Elias. We're going to call him Elias.
Sure.
Yeah. Who wants to walk with Tropical Storm Elias? But not me at all. Never again. Let's see. I have been reading or listening to, because it still counts to me, the Sandman audiobook. Hilkarm finished it again, to remind you, she finished it, and I would love to have her on to discuss this book because, man, Neil Gaiman is one of the greatest writers in history. So, hands down, an amazing book. Plus, he narrates it, which gives it a lot more street cred. What else? I was able to stop at my local comic book store, Zap Comics, shout out to Zap, and pick up a lot of books. Believe me, I had to pull out the phone and keep a list of them so I don't lose track. What did I pick up? Hold on, I gotta pull up my list. Give me 1 second. The list up was... I picked up Batman 96, Batman the Avengers Continue, Deceased Dead Planet number 2, Dark Knights Death Metal, Legends of the Dark Knights, which ties into the whole Dark Knights death metal event going on right now, which is a really big event in DC Comics. Deadpool number 6, Firepower number 1 and 2, which is written by Robert Kirkman from Walking Dead fame. It's a very hot book right now. A lot of people are jumping in on it, and really, really, it's really, really hot right now. So if you get the chance, go to your local comic book shop in your area, go pick it up, go check it out. Speaking of Sandman, I also picked up The Dreaming Waking Hours, number one, which is a part of an entire new spin on the Sandman universe with different characters involved in that universe. Like, I believe one of the books involves Constantine, and I think Etrigan's in one of the other books. I haven't started reading them yet, but I'm going to start this weekend because I have a lot of laundry to do. I also picked up some Pops as well. I am a huge Met fan, as everybody knows. I picked up Jacob DeGrom and Pete Alonso, two of my favorite Mets at the current moment. There's one other thing I picked up. I'm going to annoy a few people with this because it is in my house now. And it came in the mail surprisingly earlier than expected. I'm going to pull it up on the screen and show Cece what I picked up. So she is going to be like, you would get that because it's you. So hold on. I want her to see this. And she's...
I'm here, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I think I did see that somewhere. What is it exactly? Oh, wow. I thought it was maybe like a bank or something.
So no. It talks? Yes, it is a Deadpool Heads Premium Interactive Head. It is,
oh, my God.
You are able to have conversations with it, as you can see with the video, which I have on mute. It is a purely animatronic head. It has over 600 lines of content. It can be raunchy. It can be PG, especially when I bring it around Boogie Gargano and Emmy Balor, who I do not want touching this because I know she will probably rip the face off or to freak her out. But it's pretty cool. I have to get the batteries tomorrow. It's funny. He sent the package, but no batteries. That's cool, though. I can easily
get that. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. I get that. That's fine. Whatever. But, hey, sirrah, sirrah. It came earlier than expected. I thought it was supposed to release in September, but they sent it September, October. They sent it this month. Hasbro Pulse. Wow. You can pick it up on HasbroPulse.com. I know they're still taking pre-orders and pickups for it. It costs, from what we're being told, $100 at retail. So if you want to spend the money on a talking Deadpool head, that's the best way to go.
That's cool.
Anything else? Oh, I've also been playing a few video games. I've been playing this annoyingly stupid game, and I'm going to say annoyingly stupid because that's what it is. It's worse than Fortnite, but actually more fun than Fortnite. And you know how annoying Fortnite is. It's this game called Fall Guys. It's these little cute jelly bean looking guys with little wiggly arms that have to go through Fallout type courses, you know, Wipeout type courses, American Ninja type stuff, American Ninja Warrior type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's online multiplayer. It's fun. It's available on the PlayStation right now for free if you have a PlayStation Plus membership. I picked it up because a good friend of mine who's streaming, who's a big Twitch streamer now, I want her to get all the love she can. Shout out to Antisocial Kim, Kimberly Monroe. Please follow her on Twitch. She's amazing and deserves a lot of love. So please follow her. She does a ton of Twitch stuff. We also have a Twitch channel. So please feel free to follow Big Heck Weight Adventures on Twitch. What else have I been playing? Oh, the Avengers beta. If you pre-ordered the Avengers game, which I don't know if you've seen the trailers, seen little details about it. We posted it on our page, so.
I have not yet.
Check it out. It's pretty interesting. You know what? I've liked the progression they've made because when they first showed it a year ago, the internet does what it usually does, tears it apart. And was some of the stuff in that game bad. Like the way... Like Black Widow looked like Lord Farquaad from Shrek, and
oh my God,
Captain America. They spruced him up a little bit, but his armor looks like SWAT gear. I don't like it. Iron Man looks great. The Hulk looks like the Hulk, so that's fine. Thor is a little iffy for me. I don't like the hair they use. Like, it's too. It's like they really went Chris Hemsworth first movie Thor blonde, where he was so blonde, even his eyebrows were blonde.
Right.
Yeah, that bad. So, I've been playing that a little bit. Didn't get into it. I'm definitely, after we finish recording, I'm going to get some more time in with it and see what I think of the game. So far, I really like using Thor. Funny, I rag on him, but he's a pretty cool character to use. That's about it on the gaming front for me. But speaking of gaming, let's segue into some gaming news. Some recent game announcements were made, and today, that's right, today, or yesterday, or Thursday. I don't know when you guys are going to listen to this episode. It happened on Thursday. So we're talking about it on Friday, and you're hearing this on Saturday. Rocksteady, which is a very big game publisher for such amazing games as pretty much every Arkham game you've ever played, from Arkham Origins to Arkham City to Arkham Knight. I'm going out of order, but you know what I'm talking about, the Batman Arkham games. Yep. They recently announced, with a teaser poster, a new game. And it's not an Arkham game. It is a Suicide Squad game. Mind-blowing. Wow. Mm-hmm. I had heard rumors about this months ago, but I'm like, nah, they're just going to do old hat and do a Batman game again. It's old hat for them, and it'd be easy because they have so much Batman history to cover. They could just keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the poster was released, and I showed Cece the poster before we came on air. Cece, you want to talk about who's on the poster?
Superman.
And did you notice what was on Superman's head at the moment?
I didn't, because I saw it earlier, and I was like, wait. But I didn't dig deep into the whole thing. I just kind of saw the poster, really quick glance. But go ahead with what you were going to say about it.
Okay, so I'm going to show you the Suicide Squad Rocksteady poster.
Yeah, show it again.
I'll show you again. So, Suicide Squad game has an interesting poster, and it drew a lot of attention for a lot of people. And especially with what the teaser poster image we got. Now, as Cece said, there is Superman there.
Oh.
Do you notice what is on Superman's head?
Well, yeah. Are you referring to like the target? Like Deadshot?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. And my best bet with this game that we are getting is going to be the Suicide Squad versus the Justice League.
Ooh, okay.
So we're going to get to be the bad guys, quote unquote, for this game. And obviously by the target, Deadshot's one of the first characters that's going to be in the game. I expect to see Harley Quinn. I expect to see Captain Boomerang with a mix of people that fit that game and possibly will be used. So I'm thinking definitely within the next year or two, when we get this game for PS5 and all the next-gen systems, it will be Justice League versus the Suicide Squad. And I cannot wait.
That sounds legit.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And especially legit. Just going off of this image, for sure.
It gets the brain rolling, because I spoke to Big Heck about this earlier, and he was pretty excited about it. And I told him, I said, what does this bring to mind when you see this image? And he's like, I know exactly where you're going with this. So the thing is, about 5 years ago, that's right, 5 years ago, that's how old it is, Rebirth for the DC Universe had started within the comic books. And it was a whole new reboot to some, or slight reboot to some things that were going on within the DC Universe. And one of the major crossovers that we got early on was Suicide Squad versus the Justice League. And I feel this is what this game is going to do. And they're just going to up the ante with it.
Hmm. Well, yeah, they can now. I think it's more, understandable nowadays. People can get away with a bit more. So it should be good.
Definitely. It's going to be really, really good. I can't wait. We will get more information about this event or this game at the DC Fandom event, which is taking place on August 22nd. I'll speak a little bit more about DC Fandom in a little bit. But the next bit of news I wanted to address was, I'm not going to do an unhinged segment because that's Hex thing. I'm going to talk a little bit, just a little bit about the big news we got on the Marvel side of things when it comes to video games. Now, DC, I don't know if you've heard about the Avengers game that we just talked about. Actually, we just talked about it. So you did hear about it. So yeah. You know exactly where I'm going with this. Last week, they announced Hawkeye for the game as one of the free DLC characters that you will be getting as the game progresses and develops over time with new content every couple months or so.
Okay.
Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, they announced the new DLC character that would be coming to Avengers. Do you know who that is?
I'm assuming from what we chatted about a little bit that Spider-Man's coming.
Yes, yes indeed. Everyone's favorite web slinger will be coming to Marvel Avengers. But
okay.
There is a catch.
Uh-oh.
Here's the catch. The catch is that I don't even want to read it because or say it because I know the minute I start talking about it, it's gonna instantly cause controversy as it usually does. The announcement was made once they put this out, Spider-Man will be only available for PlayStation owners.
Oh my god.
And once the internet saw that, they blew up. I own a PlayStation, so I'm not in the red here. I'm fine. I'm cool.
Yeah,
with that.
Same.
I'm good. I'm good. I have nothing to worry about.
Sony over Microsoft Xbox all day.
And I'm not knocking the systems. That's CC's hot take for the day. CC giving hot takes on our show. This is
and
good.
I don't even
this
really play games. I just had better experiences with PS4 and all that. I mean, the 360 wasn't bad though. I had a 360 for a hot minute. So
yeah, me too. Me too. That was the last system I really truly enjoyed from the Xbox side. Now, the minute this happened, like I said, the internet blew up. So, Marvel's Avengers team came out and addressed the situation. Person in question was Crystal Dynamics co-head Scott Amos. And he said in a statement, "So the beauty of Spider-Man and what Spider-Man represents as a character and as a world is, again, it comes back to the relationship of PlayStation and Marvel," Amos said. I'm going to pause right there. Take that in consideration. Mm-hmm. PlayStation and Marvel. Mm-hmm. Sony owns the rights to Spider-Man.
True.
They split them with Disney. If I'm correct me if I'm wrong, because you're one of my huge Disney people I go to for things. So don't Sony and Disney split the rights between him?
I'm pretty sure. That's what I understand it to be like.
So Square Enix and Crystal Dynamics took the time to say, you know what? I think Sony presented it to him. That's what the rumor is going around. Sony threw the idea at them and said, "Hey, listen, you're doing an Avengers game. We'll let you use Spider-Man too if you want to." And who's gonna say no?
I know, like that's kind of fair, I guess, because it's coming directly from Sony. So I get that in that aspect.
It's like, hey, we have the character. You're doing a Marvel game. Why not? So
yeah.
He said, Amos continued in saying, "We happen to be once you can execute and deliver. When it comes down to choices of where and what Spider-Man can be, that's a relationship question that PlayStation absolutely has the rights to. That, as you guys know, with Sony's ownership there, see, just like what we said, and Marvel, Sony saying, hey, this is something we can do on our platform. It's basically like, listen, here's the game. You're doing a Marvel game. I'm going to repeat myself. You're doing an Avengers game. It's going to be multi-platform. You have the option of using Spider-Man here. Do you want him or not want him? Because in Spider-Man's game, which was a PS4 exclusive that nobody complained about, he mentions the Avengers. They're not in the game, but he mentions them. And one of the other things is that was brought to my attention is the Spider-Man in this game has nothing to do with the Spider-Man in the Sony game. No connection whatsoever.
Okay.
But I kind of understand the internet a little bit. It's mostly the Xbox and Steam users and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Their complaint is because this game is going to be, and this is why I think Big Heck and Heel Karma are going to enjoy this game and probably pick it up and play with me a lot. It has a Destiny feel to it, where it's like you raid, you grind the game. It has a lot of playability. So,
okay.
The one gripe I think the internet has, and it's okay, I understand it a little bit, is that if we're doing a raid together, like if me and you are playing, and I say, hey, Cece, you know what? I'm going to use Spider-Man. And you're like, all right, cool. Whoever we're playing with can't because they're on Xbox or they're on Steam.
Right.
So they're going to be butthurt about it, and they're going to be – I hate to say butthurt because – God, let me correct myself. They're going to be a little upset about it because of that factor.
Yeah.
So I get it. But this is a game that they said we're getting more than one character. Are you that upset about one character? You shouldn't be. The game is – Avengers has a very vast – and as you've seen the movies, because I know you have, there's a lot of Avengers you can use.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I get it, though. Spidey is a big one a lot of people love. So, like, I kind of get it. And I get the fact that, you know, you want to be able to play with your friends or whatever. But, like, I don't know. Maybe they'll eventually just be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Put it on that everything.
That happens because, you know what? I'm going to say a little fun fact. A while ago, this happened before. But on the DC spectrum, back when Batman, I want to say Arkham Asylum came out. There were exclusive Joker missions, and guess what? They were only available for PlayStation.
I never knew that.
Yeah. They were exclusive missions, exclusive Joker story to that game, and you can only get it on PlayStation. Eventually, they let up, and I guess it came out again, and they let everybody have the missions where you can play as a Joker, but it is what it is. Like you said, who's to say down the road, Marvel may say, oh, well, you know what, guys? Let them have Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could see it happening if people continue to complain. So.
Yeah. Internet, keep doing what you're doing and keep complaining. You'll probably get your way somehow. But it's cool. I'm happy Spider-Man's in the game. Somebody I was thinking about off the top that I'd love to see in the game because we already have a pretty extensive roster. We have Captain America, Black Widow, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, and Ant-Man.
Okay.
And Miss Marvel. And Hawkeye. And now Spider-Man. Which brings us to about 9 Avengers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm gonna pose the question to you now. Cause I was gonna give it to Big Heck. So you've seen a lot of the Marvel movies. You've seen the Avengers movies. If you could pick one specific Avenger that you would like to see come into the game that's not exclusive to anybody, one character.
It's not already in it. That's what's hard because you've got a lot of main people there. I'm trying to think. I don't know. It's hard for me to think outside of who is already there. Okay, wait, no, I don't know. I don't know. You picked the wrong person because I don't really have an answer.
Well, is there anybody who's a favorite character that you like that I've mentioned already?
If we could pick any Marvel character, like not necessarily an Avenger, but because I don't think he might cross over with them. I don't know. I'm not big into the comics on the Marvel side. But my favorite Marvel character of all time is Deadpool. So I would love to see Deadpool, but outside of that, I can't really think of anybody.
You know what? I'm going to put a thumbs up to that. and completely agree with you. I would love to see Deadpool pop up because he can break the fourth wall with this, with both platforms. Mm-hmm. He can even make jokes about this, and it's funny. You bring up Deadpool. The voice of Iron Man in the game is the person who voiced him before in video games and movies for Nolan North.
Nice.
Why not use him? He's already there.
Yeah, and he could even make the joke about how Spider-Man's only being brought in to Sony users. That'd be hilarious.
Exactly. You could have fun with it. But you know who I see popping up in the game? That lot of people are seem to be thinking about Black Panther.
Oh, I don't know why I didn't think about him.
Panther's another one.
I'm in agreement with that one.
Black Panther. You got Scarlet Witch. You got Vision.
I was thinking about Scarlet Witch, but I'm not like a huge fan of hers. But I could see her coming in the game.
I could too. Like I thought, like when the game was first announced, she was one of the people that kept getting brought up. Over and over and over again. So I feel she'll be one of the characters that pops up eventually.
I doubt they would, just because I feel like she doesn't get enough play, but it would go well because Ant-Man's already in it, but the Wasp would be fun.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, see, that's the thing. This game isn't... It pulls from the Marvel Universe, but it's its own twist to it. So, from what we saw in the first trailer, Hank Pym is an older guy now.
Okay.
He's in his like late 40s, early 50s. So we can see how that goes. Maybe it'll be his daughter. Maybe it'll be Janet. It could be anybody at this point.
Right.
I'm really thinking about other people I would like to see in this game that are Avengers or a part of the Marvel Universe.
Because you said Hawkeye's already in it too, right?
If you listen to our last episode, Peck tore into Hawkeye's complete design.
Oh, no.
Yes. There's pictures on our page, on our Instagram page of him and how he looks. You know what? Better yet, I'll show you what Hawkeye looks like real quick. Because he tore into it. And honestly, I'm going to say this on air. Heck, you're wrong. I disagree with you. I completely think Hawkeye is fine for what he looks like in the game. Let me find the image. No. Hawkeye Avengers. There we go. He doesn't look bad to me, right? Does he look... What do you think?
I mean, honestly. From that photo, but maybe because it's small, he looks old. But other than that, like, his design looks cool, like his costume and stuff.
Heck went on a full rampage saying he looks like Starkiller from the Force Unleashed. And he looks like one of the main character from Infamous. I know you remember that game.
Oh my god!
And he just went ham on it. But you know what? Heck, we love you. CC and I both do. But I'm fine with this. Let's just see what happens with the game when it comes out in about 26 days.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. But moving on to other gaming news. This is something I'm going to run through because Big Heck's not here, and I have to do this for him. Sorry, Big Heck. I know you're probably going to ream me for this because I'm going to mess up the names. Capcom gave a Street Fighter update for the Champion Edition, and they announced their Season 5 characters, and as Big Heck put in our Instagram post, he's not disappointed. We got Dan, Rose, Oro, I think I'm saying the name right, and surprise entry into the game, an early young Akira from Rival School. There's still one more slot that's going to be coming, and they said it's going to be a special new character for before seen, and they keep holding off. A lot of people are like, it's going to be this person. We think it's going to be somebody from Tekken. They think it's like a whole bunch of people. I am somewhat familiar with the Street Fighter franchise. The only thing I know is that amazing movie starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia that has been released. I know you've seen it. It's a classic. It is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Heck isn't here to freaking go off on you.
I know. That's right. That's right. Don't you love that I can do that? And he's not here. He can't yell at me. Yeah, whatever. You're crazy. That's stupid. Well, yeah, that's about it on the gaming front. Want to move on to movies?
Sure.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to let Cece have this one. I'm just going to explain it and put it out in the air. This may be a Cece unhinged moment for our show. Okay. So due to the pandemic and all the COVID things going on and all that, movie theaters have suffered a lot. A lot of movies that we were supposed to get this summer, this year, got pushed back, got released on digital, got released to streaming service, all that stuff. We finally found out after all this time what was going to happen to the Disney live action version of Mulan, which was supposed to come out in March.
Yeah.
We now officially have what is going to happen to that movie. So Mulan will be released through Disney Plus. Cool beans there. No issue so far. Cece's face is just beaming because she knows what's coming next and she's going to probably rip it. Mulan will be released through Disney Plus on September 4th. Jeez. For $29.99. Go ahead, Cece.
So, you said it was supposed to come out in March. Then I remember it was supposed to release in July. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a summer film. I didn't read the September part. I just read the price tag. So now it's coming out even later. And they're making us pay on top of our subscription for Disney Plus. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I see it from both sides, honestly. Actually, no, I don't. Not with this film, because this is a Disney film. Disney doesn't need all this extra money. Let's be real. I know their parks closed for a while and stuff like that, but if this was an indie film or just, you know, another film that I feel like, I guess I'd stick with saying if it was an indie film from another company that was a lot smaller, that could have used the money, I definitely understand charging what they charge. Because I don't know though, I'm still on the fence because I still haven't watched The King of Staten Island just because of the cost for it.
So good. But it's such a good movie.
I want to see it so bad, but it is hard to justify $30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best way to do it is, even though we're not really supposed to have like people around much during this, but to, like if you have roommates or, you know, close friends that you know have been tested recently and stuff like that, to try to do viewing parties with this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very, 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 like, less little people in your house, but still something to where you can split the costs of the film. It won't be so bad. But I still feel like if Mulan is already coming out on a streaming service, now, if it was just announced VOD to begin with, that's one thing. But we're already paying to have these movies direct to Disney Plus. So I don't think it's quite fair in that sense to be an extra cost. I don't know where you sit on the fence with that.
Okay. It's not an unhinged moment.
I didn't really go off. Yeah, I didn't really go off.
You didn't really go off.
Sorry,
okay,
Eric,
I'm going to take the torch. Yeah. Okay. First of all, it's a movie I didn't really care about to begin with. One.
Agreed.
Did not need a live action Mulan. Did not want a live action Mulan. Did not request a live action Mulan. Number two, The Mulan franchise has a lot of great songs and characters attachment. So, the rumor going in, no Mushu, none of that. None of the wisecracking dragon stuff. No.
Nope.
And I'll make a man of you, not present. So, no singing. It's
That's
a straight
the best, like, Disney song, like, almost ever.
One of it's the top best five. Disney it's songs. Top five. It's top five.
For sure.
Hands down. You're releasing a live-action Mulan movie that, honestly, besides the amazing cast you have behind it, wasn't needed. And then you want to charge on top of a subscription service that we already pay for an additional $30. What?
Because then I was seeing like this other stuff, like
that they were saying Mulan was $29.99 and then that whatchamacallit was gonna be like $9.99.
If you say the Black Widow, the New Mutants movie?
Yeah. Somebody I'd was saying fork something.
Up the $10. I'd fork up the $10 for that.
Well, yeah, for that and for $10, okay, maybe, yeah. And they were saying like Black Widow was gonna be like $50 or something.
What? Huh?
I don't know if this was like a real thing or hold just on. People were making Twitter posts like this or something.
I'm doing the time out here. Okay. We said Mulan was $30, right? I'd pay $30 for Black Widow. I would, because it's a okay. Marvel movie, and it's to continue the story that I'm missing out on. It's a mm-hmm. missing chapter of a book that I need to finish.
That's fair.
I'd easily fork up the $30 for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me a movie that no one really gives a shit about is $30 on top of $9.99? If Hill Karn were here, she'd say a certain phrase, and I'm not going to say it because I'm going to keep it very clean for tonight. But man, Disney, for real, bro. I know you got to get your money. I get it. What I said was, if this was such an issue, you should have just automatically mm-hmm. put it out on VOD and then said, listen, mm-hmm. Disney Plus subscribers, check this out. We're going to put the movie out for anybody else. We're going to give them a limited time to watch it. Like, let's say, what, 3 weeks? 3 weeks. You have three okay. weeks to watch the movie before it exclusively comes off and goes to Disney Plus, where you can spend $9.99. Okay. Now, the backfire to that is a lot of people yeah. are not dumb, and they're just going to wait till the till the kids Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Which then Disney would be selfish and say, you know what? We'll hold off a year, and then we'll put it on. So they're just taking
yeah,
advantage.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Like... Yeah, exactly. I kind of agree with you where they could have given it to, like, you know, just regular users at that price if they really wanted to. Because a lot of the movies that are very new are about $29.99 right now for just mm-hmm. VOD. But they should have said, like, here's a special code for our Disney Plus users.
Mm-hmm.
Get the movie for this price. Like you said, like $10 or $5 additional, even something. Just like a discount for the Disney Plus users would even be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I find $30 on top of your already paid subscription is a little rough.
Yep, and there's so many subscriptions I already have. No, mm-hmm. thank you.
Exactly.
Honestly, is what it is there. Disney, I really, really don't care. I'm just gonna watch Disney Plus and keep it moving. Hit me up in November or December when you release Black Widow and we'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. There. Let's see what happens there as far as that goes. Because as far as we know, Black Widow is still slated for a movie release in December.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it goes. But that could change. That's about it on that movie front when it comes to Mulan and Disney and the crap that they're trying to pull. We also got news that John Wick 4 and 5 are being filmed back to back.
Wow.
Confirmed by Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
4 and 5 will be filmed back to back. Now, my other question is to this. Since you are doing 4 and 5, let's not forget Keanu Reeves did say that, and only Keanu Reeves can do this, so he's causing a great divide between the community, and I'm going to ask you which one you would pick. He said the new Matrix movie, which he is a part of, and John Wick 4 come out the same day. Only Keanu Reeves. Only Keanu Reeves can do stuff like that. I legit want to see what he's going to do with that. Only Keanu Reeves can pull that out of his hat and make it work.
Sorry, we had a connection issue.
We had a technical difficulty, but we're right back in it. What was the last thing you heard?
I heard what you were starting to say. If you had to pick a new Matrix movie or John Wick 4 or something like that, is that what you said?
Yeah, because they're both coming out the same day. Which would you pick?
So I've never watched either franchise. Yeah, I'm not a huge action movie fan, to be completely honest.
It's okay. It's okay. We know you're the big horror movie person here, so that's
I mean, my husband would probably pick, Teddy would probably pick Matrix, I would say.
I can see Teddy picking Matrix. Shout out to Teddy, though. Teddy's awesome. Love that guy.
I think the fans would go for Matrix because I think the nostalgia aspect, people are going to want to watch something that they haven't seen in a while.
See, teenage Wade would have paid for one movie and snuck in the other one.
Oh, okay.
Teenage Wade used to do that a lot.
Uh-oh. I never once did that, actually.
You never...
Everybody I know has done that. Like, but I've never done it.
The best times to do it when we were growing up was the matinees.
Oh, yeah.
The matinees, you can get away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
One time, I saw 3 movies in one day.
Wow.
Kept getting popcorn, buying snacks. And it was when the movie had 2 concession stands, one in the back and one in the front. I would always go to the back, and they would never see me. And then I would just leave out the back door.
There you go.
So that was the ultimate plan there. Honestly, Keanu Reeves can do no wrong with me. He's doing so much this year. He's doing John Wick 4 and 5. He's doing the Matrix movie. He's doing Bill and Ted 3, which comes out in about 3 weeks. And that's going to
be... Wow, already?
Yep, that's going to be a straight video on demand. They already said it. It's confirmed. It's going to be coming out. And the trailer is out, too, and it's really nostalgic. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool people are going to be in that movie, too. Like Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
It's surprising.
Looks good.
Looks really good. He's also doing Cyberpunk, the new game for PlayStation and Xbox, which I'm excited for, too. And I know Big Heck is going to be excited to pick it up as well. But, yeah, can't wait for John Wick 4 and 5, which that's right. I'm repeating. Wow. 4 and 5 will be filmed back to back.
It's like they might as well, like, they're like, we might as well do it, man. We're in quarantine or whatever. You know, we got the people here. Let's just get it done.
That's just not gonna happen. Okay, if you didn't survive 4, just go home. If you're going to be in 5.
Exactly.
So Keanu's not leaving at all. No. Oh, and he's got a comic book he's writing.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that.
Jeez, man.
Wow. He's busy.
He is super busy. And I mean, this is the renaissance of Keanu Reeves, to appreciate him as an actor. Again, we have some new news that just was released yesterday. Nia DaCosta from the Candyman remake, which I haven't seen yet. And I mean, honestly, Cece, are you a Candyman fan?
Heck yes.
So are you excited?
I am so excited. It was supposed to come out in July as well. So this month, last month. Wow, it's already August. Holy shit. It was supposed to come out in July, I'm pretty certain. Now, I don't think it's coming out till maybe September, or even maybe has been pushed back for next year. I'm not quite sure. But I'm very excited for that film. Jordan Peele is a fantastic filmmaker. So I think this will be a great addition to his work.
Yep, exactly. And the director of that film, who is working alongside Jordan Peele, because Jordan Peele has another show that I'm very intrigued about that I don't know if you've heard about.
Yes.
Lovecraft County.
Yep.
I'm very excited for that show. I can't wait for that to debut. That's going to be it, too. We'll probably bring you back on for the first episode, just talk about it with you, see how you feel about it.
Yeah.
The director, Nia DaCosta, will be directing Captain Marvel 2. She is the first Black female director within the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's the second director we have within the Marvel Universe. Ryan Coogler, who directed Black Panther, is the first.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what she does. Honestly, a lot of people were not big fans of Captain Marvel. I'm in the minority. I liked Captain Marvel. I thought she was great. I thought the movie was good, even though it screwed up the Marvel timeline a little, just slightly. Believe me, but that's not the only movie that screws up the timeline. Looking at you, Spider-Man, Homecoming. looking directly at you, Spider-Man Homecoming. A lot of issues with some of the timeline stuff you pulled. But, hey, Sarah, Sarah, what do you think about Nia DaCosta taking over as the new Captain Marvel director?
I'm excited. Especially from a female perspective. And I'm not quite sure who directed the first one. I thought the first one was great. So, I mean, if it can even get better, that would be great. Like, I mean, I'm excited for it either way.
Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck were the directors.
Okay.
I know neither of them.
No, me either, but I mean...
I know neither of them. So
it'll be cool to see, you know. I'm excited for it. I haven't really researched a lot on it yet, but it sounds like it, you know, I'm glad there's going to be another one. Because again, it didn't get really a lot of, it did get a lot of hate. And I think a lot of the hate was geared toward Brie Larson, and that wasn't fair to her.
Definitely wasn't fair to her.
No, not at all. She did a great job, so.
The bros hated her. But you know what the thing is? Captain Marvel's not a very likable character within the Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. So, but she's very strong. She's very she has a lot of supporters behind the Carol Corps. I'm one of them that support mm-hmm. that character. So you know what? I'm happy that we have a director now. That means we're gonna get a story, we're gonna get a movie, and we're gonna see what happens to Captain Marvel after Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot of characters to see what happens to them after Endgame. Let's see. The other movie news that we're going to talk about is, and this is another thing that Big Heck and Boogie Gargano are very excited about. I know I'm never going to hear the end of this because I'm not caught up yet. So there are
I know what it is.
Yep.
I already
know. You already know where this is going. There are two new My Hero Academia OVAs headed over to Funimation. And on top of that, Funimation will be hosting a very special watch party on their release.
Hmm.
Cool beans.
Yeah, that's all I've got to say, too. I'm cool for people that like it.
Thumbs up to you guys.
Yes.
Heck is gonna kill me.
he could be going off about how great this show is.
Yeah, yeah.
While we're just sitting here like, okay.
Yeah, My Hero Academia.
Let's talk about Wonder Woman or, you know, something else.
Oh, speaking of Wonder Woman, we're gonna end talking on some DC movie and TV news. I spoke about it earlier. DC Fandom, which is coming very, very soon at the end of the month, a lot of stuff has been announced that we will be getting. Before I get into that, Patty Jenkins, who has directed Wonder Woman 1 and Wonder Woman 84, aka Wonder Woman 2, has said that Wonder Woman 3, whenever it comes out, will be her final film within the franchise.
Okay.
After that, she's done. And she's gone on record saying she wants to make this movie a great finale for a character she's loved and worked with and pushed for and done so many amazing things for in a final film. I'm excited for her. I love Patty Jenkins. Mm-hmm. I feel they played her out. Fun fact, did you know she was the original director of Thor the Dark World?
No, I didn't.
But they kicked her out because she had too many ideas for the character, and she said that's how this character shouldn't be. That she was too opinionated.
Oh, and so that's why the movie sucked?
Yep. Yeah,
that's why the movie sucked. I never finished it, but I hear terrible things about it.
Don't.
Yeah.
The only redeeming quality is Loki in that movie. Sorry, Marvel fanboys. Not a great movie. And I will
stick I love Christopher Eccleston, but I don't know. He was weird as, like... the villain. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't get it with that. A lot of Marvel's old flaw that I used to hate is they cast a lot of TV actors to play the villains. A lot of the time. It's like, I know I'm from TV. Why are you, like, you can't get anybody bigger for this? Like, but yeah, that movie was, I know he played Malekith, and Malekith is such a badass character, but so greatly misused. I'm excited for Patty Jenkins. I love her. She's a headstrong director who honestly has busted her ass to get that character where it's supposed to be. And one of the most pivotal scenes, and I will say this to the day I no longer am here. My favorite scene out of that entire movie was Almost Pulled.
Wow.
What's and that it's one? Such a pivotal scene. When I tell you what it is, you're going to be like, no. No Man's Land.
Oh. Wow.
That entire scene.
So badass.
The Warner Brothers head board was like, you got to take that out. What?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
One of the most pivotal scenes that shows how badass she is. You want to take out?
Yeah, it's probably because he's just a guy and he's crying about it because a woman's in power in the scene. Something like that.
Yeah, I think her line was improvised too. The one where she was like, I forget the line about where she takes off the hood and she says something really poetic before she goes out there and starts kicking ass.
I gotta see it again.
Like, no man's ever survived that. Or she said, I'm not a, like something like that. I'm not a man.
Yeah.
I'm like, something along those lines that expressed how strong she was as a woman, how she was going to be badass.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's one of Boogie Gargano's favorite movies. I remember taking her to go see it with Big Heck and Cahill Karm. And she freaking loved Wonder Woman. I still have the picture of us by the poster when she was a little tiny one.
Aww.
One of my favorite pictures of all time. She even did the.
That's awesome.
And she cried in the end of the movie.
So. I'm pretty sure I cried in that movie. That movie was just, as a woman, it was so empowering.
Mm-hmm.
It was put together so well. It was shot so well. I honestly would argue that it's probably the best DC movie to date right now.
And
it was just fantastic.
A lot of people wouldn't argue with you about that. Honestly, I'm not, because if I were, you know what? Cece, give me an idea. You've given me an idea.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you beautiful, beautiful genius, you. I'm going to share this with you now, since Big Heck and I were on the Scream Queens. I'm personally throwing the invite out there to you and Jess. When you have the time and you get the time and we can work something out, we would like to rank the DCEU movies.
Oof, that's rough, because, like, where are we going to draw the line there? Because, you know what I mean? Because there's just so many... The DC universe is so inconsistent when it comes to the films.
Yeah, but, you know, we know where to start. We start with Man of Steel. And the last DC movie to come out, and it was Birds of Prey.
Okay.
Depending
is it,
on...
Is that canon in the DC universe? Like, yes. At least in the films? Okay.
It's canon. It's canon. We'll go from those movies until, and from that point, unless the only movie that's coming out that's DC Extended Universe is Wonder Woman 84, depending on when we record it. And if we go even further, which I'm going to speak about now, Zack Snyder's Justice League cut.
Oh, yeah.
Which he has said on record, this is going to be a movie that changes the whole perspective of the movie you saw in theaters 3 years ago.
I don't understand. Like, they need to start normalizing the director's cuts in theaters somehow. Like, I get that they're long sometimes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's I get it. But like with Suicide Squad as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So many people hated that movie because they took a lot of the Batman Joker scene and Harley scenes together, with those three together, they took a lot of that out. And when you watch the director's cut of it, it's just so much better. And I feel like it fulfills the story a lot more, especially between Harley and Joker. Mm-hmm. And so that's my example of that. Like, I think they need to normalize more director's cuts.
I believe so. And I feel that a lot of people, since the Snyder Cut is coming, mm-hmm. they want to see the Ayer cut of Suicide Squad, because a lot of that movie was completely different from what we got. Now, mind you, I didn't hate Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. It's on the bottom tier of my list. It's a popcorn movie, like we spoke about with, I believe, Freddy vs. Jason. It's a popcorn movie. I enjoyed it for what it was. Mm-hmm. Didn't really have to give it that much love. Moving on. the Ayer cut hopefully gets released and we get that. And with Snyder's cut, he said that we're going to get finally a new trailer behind the movie. And the most coolest part of this to me, and I don't care if it's arrogance or not, he said he's never seen the movie cut.
Wow.
Because that wasn't his movie.
Right. That makes sense.
It was Joss Whedon's movie. And a lot of the things that Joss Whedon did, mind you, he directed Avengers, great movie. Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. But, you know, it is what it is. I am glad that we are getting the Zack Snyder cut, finally, after it being, oh, it's not real. Oh, it's never going to come. You guys can complain all you want. It finally took HBO Max. It took HBO Max. Mind you, HBO Max is giving us this movie.
Oh, yeah. Disney.
Disney. Hey, Disney. You're giving us this movie.
Yep.
Next year in May in 2021. Cool. No issues for me on that. I'll wait.
Yep.
So that's, it is what it is. We also got some Suicide Squad news. For the new movie. Which would be,
we got the title, the official title, The Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad. I don't know if it's connected to the first movie.
I don't think it's going to
be. I don't think it is either. And the one thing James Gunn has gone on record saying, no one's safe. Don't get too attached.
There's so many good actors that are coming to this project, and I'm like so ready, but I'm also not, because I'm probably going to die.
They haven't even said who Idris Elba is yet.
Yeah, I know. There's just so many good people with no characters yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know Pete Davidson. I know he's going.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's so going.
I'm excited so for
going.
Him.
He's so going. I don't know how he's going to go. Probably the bomb goes off of his head, but he's going. the only OG cast that's returning that we remember is Margot Robbie. I forget the actor that plays Captain.
Oh, Blue yeah. Jay Courtney.
Jay mm-hmm. Courtney. And Rick Flagg. Oh, and Amanda Waller.
Joel Kinnaman.
Mm-hmm.
And Viola Davis.
Yep. Those are the only ones returning. Like, the new cast, so many people. One of the standout names on that list is a person we usually can't see.
Yep.
John Cena's in that movie.
I'm so excited for that. I keep forgetting how many good people are in it.
Yep. So I wonder what the plot's going to be. James Gunn has never let me down when it comes to a movie with a bunch of people in it.
Guardians. So what I want to know, though, is are they recasting Deadshot, or is he not going to be part of this film?
I don't think they're recasting him. I think Will probably had previous engagements, so they had they probably had to flip it, and they'll find a loophole out of it.
Yeah, because he doesn't necessarily have to be there. He's not always there.
Mm-hmm.
But so we'll see it either way.
Yeah, Deadshot doesn't have to die either. You can just he got freed because of good behavior or something with it. You can find a loophole in it somehow.
Yeah,
I would even have Will Smith make a cameo if you can get that off.
That'd be awesome
if you can get that off, where he grew his hair back suddenly. Seeing Will Smith with a baldy, but don't get me started on that movie. There were so many Bad Boys references and how he acted in that movie. But what else happened at DC fandom? Oh, a lot of names were announced. We're going to get a lot of the cast members from the Suicide Squad movie, Wonder Woman 84, Zack Snyder's Justice League, as well as so many games and comic books and artists and TV shows and stuff like that. It's going to be awesome. And this is only in one day, mind you. It is only taking place in one day on a website, which I hope they have enough servers because Lord knows that might crash.
Yeah.
And you can go to different, it's going to be like,
is it like a virtual ticket or something?
Exactly. Free of charge, virtual ticket.
It's free? Like comic,
free.
Wow.
Yeah, Disney, free.
That's amazing. You got to let me know when that is.
It's August 22nd. It's dcfandom.com. I believe you can register so you're made aware of it. I'll send you the link off air. Okay. And cool. Just check it out. It's going to be like, say, me, you, and Heck all get on at the same time. Where are you going? I'm going to this part of the con. Where are you going? I'm going to this part. We can all go to different parts of the fandom part and then meet up and discuss what we saw. Like, yo, I saw the Suicide Squad trailer. And, man, I can't wait to tell you guys about. Like, I feel we're going to have a whole big DC fandom episode.
Man. I'm getting excited.
And you know what? Again, you may be invited back for that, too, because I know I've got you intrigued. We may have to have a party and just bring a whole bunch of us. I'm throwing the invite out to both Scream Queens. I'm throwing the invite out to the Silver Site. Any friends and fam of the Fourth Wall can come on, and I would love to discuss that with them too. Have a big old watch party or discussion and just kill it.
Very cool.
That's bound to happen. But man, you know what? CC, we're at the end of the
world. We're at that time.
We're at that time. I wish we can go on forever. It's getting late. I want to play more Avengers beta and play some more Fall Guys on Twitch. But please share with the audience where they can find you a little bit more if you want to share about your podcast, about a cool episode,
sure.
podcast that you're working with. I don't know. The floor is all yours.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, our newest episode covers the ranking of the Nightmare on Elm Street films. All of them except the remake, including Freddy vs. Jason. We did this again, like I said earlier, with Big Heck and Wade themselves. So this was a really fun project that we did, and we're actually going to be bringing each one of them back in separately for two other franchises that we're going to go over, and that's more to come later with that. Then you can find us at The Scream Queens Podcast on Instagram. On Twitter, you can find us at Scream Queens 85. Facebook, the Scream Queens like page, but we're more socially active on Twitter and Instagram.
That you are. I'm going to say this now, hands down. For all fun things horror, because horror can be fun.
Absolutely.
Not because she's a great friend, and I've known her for almost three. Over two. We're going to say between two and four, just for because memory sure. and Twitter and interactions, and I forgot how we even had a conversation on Twitter, but
me either.
It's where we are now. We're both podcasters enjoying what we love. The Scream Queens is one of the best podcasts out there. That's right. I said it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Please go check them out. Okay, let's see. I gotta handle business before.
Sure, go for it.
So you can find this lovely voice along with the good brother Big Heck, who's on assignment and will be back next week, otherwise I'm knocking him out. I can't, he's taller than me. I gotta reach up. You can find us here as a part of the Fourth Wall Pop Network on all podcast streaming platforms. Such amazing shows as Big Heck Wade Adventures, Getting Grilled with John Grill, Pop Sports Short was the show I forgot about earlier, but I brought it back up now. Doc, don't be mad at me, brother. I love you. New Normal Wrestling with me, JC Bones, DJ Matty G, The Crossroads, which is coming back with Avengers, Dusty Dave, brother. I love you. The Pop Culture Collective with Doc, Bones, and John Grill. Again, you can find them or us on all social media platforms. Facebook, which is coming soon, I believe. There is a Twitter page. That's FourthWallPop Network. Same on Instagram. Give us a follow. Give us a like. You can find us, our we have our own social media stuff. You can find us on Twitter at Big Heck Weight Adventures. You can find us on Big Heck Weight ADV. You can find us on Instagram, Big Heck Weight Adventures. You can also find us on Twitch. I think we have a Teespring store. Did I say it right? Because you're here. Cece, you're here to back me up. Did I say the right store? TeePublic.
I don't remember.
TeePublic. Yes, it's TeePublic,
okay,
not Teespring.
Okay.
TeePublic, where you can find so many amazing shirts, masks, tank tops. We got stuff for the ladies, the fellas, the babies. Everybody, you can just get a whole bunch of cool stuff there. We only have our logo up as a shirt or, you know, something you want to put on. You can put on a coffee mug and sip some lavish coffee, which reminds me, if you enjoy coffee, please go to brickhousepower.com and go look up Brickhouse Power Coffee. And then, you know what, if you want to buy a little bit, buy maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 bags, you know, sometimes a little bit of sprinkle your coffee, you know, get you some. You can save 10%. That's right, 10% by using the Big Heck Wade 10. That's BIGHECWADE 10. You get 10% off. Shout out to Clever Art for our amazing logo. Shout out to the Fourth Wall. Again, thank you, CC, for coming on. It was amazing to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Big Heck, sorry, bro. I told you I was gonna. I told you I was gonna record by myself, but I didn't. Special
surprise!
Episode. Surprise! Ha ha! Surprise! But again, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We love you. I'm gonna end this one like I usually do, with a peace, a salute, and I'm out. Later.